counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It's the Earshot 20. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is on the other side of the mic. We do this every week. We count down those charts from that website. Brian, there's so much more there, though, isn't there?
For sure. Earshot is the national campus and community radio report. You can always check it out at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there. This week and every week, we bring you selections from the top 20 most played albums across Canada. And that is a collection of over 30 campus-based and community radio stations' top 30 most played albums into our top 50, as well as genre specialty lists for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. But it's not just all charts and numbers. You can also find lots of great features on there, including interviews, reviews, and lots more, including a couple of new interviews with bands such as Plants and Animals and the Susie Arioli. So be sure to go and check that all out. And maybe one of those bands happens to debut in this first hour of the show. Only time will tell.
Literally just a few minutes. And you can find us online a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. We'll do it in the form of playing something from your latest release, and we will give you an interview as well. So we've got the countdown this week. We're all going solo. It's just Brian and I. No bells and whistles, but bells and whistles return next week. Still working on Drake for episode 200. We'll see what happens.
I'm not sure you know what the word solo means.
Well, okay. I do. Thank you very much, Brian, for that.
I thought you were trying to say that
get
you're the only person important. Oh, hey. See you guys later.
I did hear today that White Lungs new album came out today. So
it's true.
That likely will make its way onto the charts pretty quick, you think. We obviously have some new stuff popping into the charts, and because of that, sometimes we say goodbye to some things. Brian will let you know what we won't be hearing from this week.
Yeah, lots of mixing in and out of our top 20 this week, including Jordan Clausen from number 17 to number 42. Charles Bradley was in there for a few weeks and goes from number 10 to number 30. The Dirty Nil from number 16 to 32. The Wet Secrets from number 15 to 26. Sarah Neufeld from number 19 to number 33. And Yesair from number 14 to number 34. So that lets you know that there's lots of great new music coming into our charts this week, including a debut in our first hour and lots of things that debuted the last week coming into the program for the first time, and a couple of things returning as well. So lots of great new stuff coming your way over the next 2 hours.
Was I right about my predictions?
I forget what your predictions were.
I'll have a look during the next break.
I don't think so, though. I don't.
Well, you can make that assumption. I'll have a look, because you obviously don't know. We will start the countdown, and then when I come back, I'll be able to tell Brian, I told you so. We'll go from 20.
All right. The Bezard Lakes are back into the show. They were at number 47. They're now back at number 20, A Coliseum Complex Museum. You're going to hear The Bray Road Beast. Then Zones, up from 21 to 19 into our show, is the new album After Image, a track called Heats. And also new to the show from 36, the week before Oceanic Suite, it is Atlantis Jazz Ensemble at number 18.
Here's the Bezard Lakes, number 20 this week, The Bray Road Beast. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19. Your Shot 20. Number 18.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Atlantis Jazz Ensemble at number 18, up from number 36. Their new album is called Oceanic Suite. Before that, at number 19, up two spots from the album After Image, that was Zones with Heats. And we kicked it all off this week with The Bray Road Beast by the Besnard Lakes. At number 20, up from number 47, was A Coliseum Complex Museum.
Now, I can't be sure, but I'm pretty sure I said White Horse last week, and that did get into the top 20.
I think that you did say that.
Yeah, so
I think that there was one other one that you said.
That you were like, oh, I don't think so. But
I don't remember what that would have been.
Anyway. Oh, well. I see there are some albums down there below, and we'll talk about that in the next part of the program, but looks like there's some more that could make their way up. It's going to be quite a summer.
Yeah, for April and May so far has been pretty wild. There's lots of big releases, and you already mentioned a couple of them, and there's lots of things coming for it in the very near future. Pretty much every day that I open the mailbox, there's at least one or two things that are going into our rotation library. So
is there something that you're most excited for, an album that's forthcoming or that might have been already released but you were really excited for it to come out?
Oh, I was pretty excited for the new Tim Hecker album to come out, so that was really good. The new Hooded Fang album came out just recently, and you just mentioned White Lung that I was just I only got about two tracks in. I was just listening to it before we started doing the show today, so
there you go.
Cool stuff.
All right, we're going to continue the countdown. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 7 and 6 respectively.
Or 17 and 16.
Or 17 and 16. Well, I just dropped the one, you know.
Convenient for speed.
Yes.
You're going to hear the Zorgs with a track called Cruisin'. Their new album's called Chew On It. It was at number 22 last week. It's at number 17. And Matthew Barber and Jill Barber, rising a little bit in our charts, from number 20 to number 16, is the family album. You're going to hear Grandpa Joe.
All right. Here's the Zorgs, number 17 this week. Not 17. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
Before he died, but we never is bright, but there's so much we don't know and never will about Grandpa Joe, and never will about Grandpa Joe.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Grandpa Joe by Matthew Barber and Jill Barber. Their new album is called The Family Album. It's at number 16, up from 20. And the Zorgs from number 22 to number 17, Chew On It, in a track called Cruisin'.
We are going to have more of the charts on the way in just a moment. But remember, if you miss any part of this program, you can find us online, earshot20@gmail.com. And that's not where you find the program, though. You find the program on the Program Exchange, or you can get it from radioforall.net, or you can podcast it on iTunes, or you can hear us on many great campus community and online radio partners. We thank them all for carrying the program. So if you are listening to the program, thank you. I bring this all up because, Brian, we were nominated for an award locally in our community, the Best Music St. John Awards. And I just want to thank everybody who listens to the program, because clearly it's not just our mothers. So thank you, everyone.
My mother does not listen to this show.
Neither does mine. I made that up. Anyway, we are...
That is a goofy thing that community radio programmers like to say.
That only their mothers. Right, yeah.
Like, it's not just your mom.
All right, we are going to continue the countdown. Brian, let me know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Bart. From number 11 to number 15 is Hall & Mew, and you're going to hear a track from that one called Hello. And then the lead track from the new Ray Spoon album is called I Hear Them Calling. The name of that record from number 14 to number 18 is Armor.
Heaven is lost, it's gone, you're right. somebody out there, someone I don't know. Hello.
Shot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was I Hear Them Calling by Ray Spoon. Their newest album is entitled Armor. It's at number 14, up a few spots this week from number 18, and dropping just a couple spots to 15, but still strong in our charts is Bartholomew at number 15. It is down from number 11, and you heard a track from that one called Hello.
That is, it's so confusing. The artist and then the title of the album.
Genius.
It is beautiful. It's a piece of art, but it's just, it's confusing because I'm like, is the artist Bartholomew? No, it's Bart. And it's Tholomew for the album. That's pretty good. All right, we have three more tracks before this hour is complete. So, without further ado, here we go with number 13.
It is a debut on our charts this week. No big surprise here. The new album from Plants and Animals follows up a bit of a delay in from between releases. It's entitled Waltzed In From the Rumbling. You're here. No Worries Gonna Find Us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Cause it's gonna be real.
Shot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was You've Changed Wild's Season Session, same
word.
By Laura Savage, down two spots from number 11, it is Extraordinormal. Number 12 up from 46, White Horse, The Northern South, Volume 1, and Come On In My Kitchen. And Know Where He's Gonna Find Us, debuting at number 13 is New Plants and Animals album, Waltzed In From the Rumbling.
Brian, you're always welcome in my kitchen. It is the Earshot 20, and that is the first 10 of the top 20 complete. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio, counting down the top 20 from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and it airs every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to several great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You can also find us online. It is radioforall.net. And you can podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we've got your top 10 and so much more. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.